As I mentioned earlier, two Queensland police officers have been stood down over their role in a police chase that saw a man arrested for allegedly being involved in armed robberies using a tomahawk, hitting a cab driver on the head. Earlier this week, I spoke in some detail about this pursuit on the Gold Coast and the alleged crimes that sparked it. Police were looking for a man who allegedly threatened a Pacific Pine service station worker with a tomahawk early on Sunday morning. Half an hour later, the man allegedly assaulted and robbed a taxi driver at Helensvale, the driver taken to Gold Coast Hospital with head injuries. That night, police spotted the man wanted in a Land Cruiser at Surfers Paradise. The man and woman in the vehicle allegedly evaded police for 2 hours, reaching high speeds, dodging tyre spikes and driving on the wrong side of the road. It's alleged they rammed police vehicles before crashing their Land Cruiser into a fence. 19-year-old Joel Gillard was arrested, while 28-year-old Sarah Jane Boyd was found 2 days later. Both have appeared in court this week. They've been remanded in custody. But would you believe the two senior officers involved, one a senior sergeant, I think the other a senior constable, who were injured and forced to defend themselves with their sidearms during the pursuit, have now been stood down? The senior constable and the senior sergeant are the subjects of a disciplinary investigation to determine if they engaged in an unauthorised pursuit, drove or caused a police motor vehicle to be driven in a manner likely to endanger other road users. The Queensland Police Union says this is a damn disgrace, and the President, Ian Leavers, is on the line. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Ray.
It is a disgrace. We got a public servant as a commissioner in Queensland, do we?
Oh, Ray, this is an absolute disgrace, and it shows a lack of leadership from the police commissioner on this. We could have very well have had a murdered police officer here, and he would have been the very person standing in the front seat of the church mourning. But what these police have done, they knew that these people were criminals. They were out to commit other crimes. What was on their mind that if they did not apprehend and stop these people, that innocent people could be killed or seriously injured. So what have we done now? Focus on the actions of the police who are acting in good faith, and we're going to discipline them, stand them down, and the humiliation with that is disgraceful. It sends a message to all police in Queensland, if you do your job, we're going to come after you with a big stick, and we're going to penalise you and publicly humiliate you. And that is exactly what the commissioner has done. He needs to step up and show leadership. I'm disgusted. He should be reinstated forthwith. Because I know what the public want. They want the police to go out and apprehend these people and put them behind bars where they belong.
Ian, I've spoken before, because coppers at Townsville have contacted me, about young blokes doing burnouts outside the police station, safe in the knowledge that no one can chase them.
That's exactly right. They've gone and done that. They go past police cars, they give their finger out the window, they throw objects at police cars, and they just wave goodbye. And it's even worse in the Logan area, Ray. An offender being pursued by police rang the police communications centre and said, the police are pursuing me and they're breaching their own policy. Get them to stop. We are becoming the laughing stock of the country. And as I say, Ray, you know, if you stay in Queensland as an offender, you can do as you please, but don't enter New South Wales because you'll be stopped within minutes. It just shows we've got it wrong in Queensland, and the commissioner needs to show leadership. I'm tired. My members are frustrated because we want to stop these criminals, and it goes against our grain having to let people go. But what happened the other day? They were in fear that someone would be seriously injured or killed through the manner of driving as well as committing other crimes. And what happens? We stand them down. It's a disgrace.
Well, of course, they put themselves at risk and maybe other people at risk, but they put themselves at risk for the greater good. They could have been killed in exercising their duties. But let me ask you this, Ian. If a police officer in the ACT, New South Wales or Queensland, you're confronted with the pursuit policy in Queensland, okay? They say, one, pursuit driving inherently dangerous. Two, officers should consider alternative options. And as I said sarcastically, what are you supposed to do? Get out the car and say, stop, police!
Yep, that's about right. Stop, police, and if they don't stop. And what annoys me, Ray, it's a green light for criminals to do as you want and operate in Queensland. But what it does say is, and I get from decent members of the community, get stopped for an RBT or a minor traffic infringement. Mm. The law's keeping the honest people honest, and these people stop. But if you're a criminal, you've got a green light and do as you please. The balance is wrong. The community have had enough, and we need the police commissioner to step up and start backing the police and supporting the police, because we've had enough. Does you want police just to sit in police stations and just respond? That's not good enough. The public don't expect it and don't deserve it either.
Well, I read a bit about him when he came to power under Campbell Newman, this commissioner. It appears that he's some sort of white knight out there, and he thinks every cop is a crook, and he wants to, you know, and he wants to... He didn't say anything in his opening address about catching criminals and calling it a police force. All he talked about was the fact that police need to be reined in here.
Yeah, and I had a meeting the other day with a very senior police officer. They just want to bring in draconian measures to castigate and discipline police at every opportunity. And I'll be the first to say, Ray, my members make mistakes. They do their job, but they make mistakes. But they are acting in good faith, doing their job, and back them. It's a difficult and dangerous job. And what I'd probably suggest is the commissioner and a couple of others, it was that long ago since they've been on the beat, over 20 years, they've actually forgotten what it's really like and the world has changed. They need to get in touch with reality.
Well, I've just looked at the police commissioner's tertiary qualifications, right?
Yes.
I think he spent most of the last 20 years in universities. He's got diplomas, he's got degrees. I tell you what he needs, a bloody good dose of common sense. Get out there in a truck one day, Commissioner, and see what these young men and women have got to bloody well put up with.
And do what my members are doing, going to the university of life and seeing how it really is in dealing with real victims, and then you'll understand how people feel. And that's the frustration of my members. And I can tell you, Ray, I'm really angry over this and I'm frustrated. I've spoken to one of the police officers involved, and he's absolutely gutted, and he's nothing but a professional police officer.
Yeah, well, I'll remind the Commissioner, when he last spoke about this on this very radio station in Brisbane on 4BC, he said he denied that Queensland had an eight pursuit policy. And then he went on to say, what we have in this state, we believe is probably the best pursuit policy of any jurisdiction, and that we ask people to constantly reassess the risk. What a load of BS. That was after a bloke was chased for 154 Ks, and the only time he got caught was when he came back into New South Wales where the coppers were allowed to do their job.
Yep, sends a clear message. You can do whatever you like in Queensland, but if you're a criminal, once you're in New South Wales, you've got problems. It is a disgrace in Queensland. We are the laughing stock of the country, and I'm big on law and order and about protecting decent people. And police have to make a decision, as they did the other night. They were in fear that someone would be seriously injured or killed as a result of possibly that driving. They had to stop them or commit further crimes. We've lost the plot.
Justification for pursuit. Pursuits are permitted only where officers have reasonable belief that an occupant of the vehicle, one, will create an imminent threat to life. Well, he's walking around with a tomahawk eating people in the head. What's that?
That's right. And, you know, it'll come out and another crime will be committed. Oh, that's very sad. Well, we should be stopping this, but we're happy to let, you know, that happened. Well, police aren't, but that's coming right from the top. And as I said, Ray, we could have had a police officer murdered the other day, and those people who'd taken the action against these police would have been at the front of the church mourning a loss.
Ian Stewart would have been making all the speeches about this brave officer losing his life and all the rest of it. And as I said, he appears to have spent the last 20 years of his life either studying by correspondence or attending university instead of being out on the road, finding out what the coppers put up with on a daily basis when you get north of the Tweed. Thanks for your time, Ian.
Thank you very much, Ray. Goodbye.
President of the Queensland Police Union, Ian Leavers. And you're pretty lucky in New South Wales. You've got Andrew Scipione looking after your needs, as opposed to Ian Stewart, who appears to be a most compliant police commissioner. I note that recently, the recently appointed Queensland Police Minister said, no, we're not a police force up here, we're a police service. Well, thankfully, in New South Wales, we have a police force. Doesn't mean people go around belting people around the head. It means they have some authority, which they sadly don't have in Queensland.